Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, click Find a Church.
Writing literature, writing books about it, standing up and saying it is okay, you should be arrested. Even if you're not in the act, you should be arrested. That's what we are saying. And so anybody who tries to promote it should be arrested. So that's why we need a stronger law.
There's no doubt about the fact that the majority of Ugandans are for the bill. Many of them have already blocked their minds. All they hear is homosexuality, and they don't want to know, they don't want to understand.
That's David Bahati, a lawmaker in Uganda, author of an anti-homosexuality bill in that country. It's known as the Homosexuality Bill of 2009, the Anti-Homosexuality Bill of 2009. Also, Sylvia Tamale, a law professor in Uganda who opposes the bill. This is all in the news for several days already. This Ugandan bill, some allege that American evangelicals are behind it and funding its promotion in Uganda. We're going to hear a little audio on this from National Public Radio, the story itself, and I want to hear from you. Should homosexuality be illegal? What do you make of this law in Uganda? It has some pretty strict penalties. Talk about the death penalty for some things like homosexual behavior with a minor or knowingly passing on the AIDS virus through homosexual behavior, the death penalty. What do you make of the law? Should homosexuality be illegal, not only there but also here? And if so, what should the penalties for that kind of behavior be? It's audio open lines here in this first hour of Issues Etc. We're coming to you live this Wednesday. It's the 16th of December. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours of the program, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email questions or comments to us on the question of the Ugandan anti-homosexuality bill that, I don't know, who knows, it may well become a law. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can Twitter us at IssuesETC. That's the first hour of Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon. Dr. H. Wayne House will join us in the second hour. We'll talk about the teachings and the impact of Oral Roberts, who, of course, at 91 passed away. A little later in the second hour, Dr. Stephen Hine will join us. Advent is a season of repentance, although the world is all geared up for the shopping season and for the Christmas holidays that are on their way. The church remembers Advent not only as the beginning of its year and an anticipation of Christ's first and second coming, but also as a season primarily of repentance. We'll talk about repentance with Dr. Stephen Hine, director of the Concordia Institute for Christian Studies, in the second hour of the program. On this Ugandan law, by the way, we also have some audio from Rick Warren, who's issued a video to the pastors of Uganda. He has been deeply involved in that country in terms of outreach, his peace plan, things like that. He is disavowing any connection with or any support of the Ugandan anti-homosexuality law. He says he does not promote it, and he has five reasons why he thinks it's a bad idea. We'll play some of that for you a little bit later during Audio Open Lines. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Audio Open Lines works this way. We play a little audio. We stop and start. I react, but we mostly want your reaction and your answers to the questions. What do you make of this law in Uganda, or this bill that may become law in Uganda? Should homosexuality be illegal? And if so, what should the penalties be? If not, how do we deal with the issue of homosexuality? 1-877-623-6943. Think about those questions, listen to the audio, and then give me a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. The story comes to us from National Public Radio.
Lawmakers in Uganda are considering a bill intended to remove gay people from society. It has strong support in the government and among Uganda's evangelicals. Those supporters say homosexuality comes from the Western world. Few in Uganda are willing to speak out against the measure. Those who do are labeled gay.
If the bill passes, Uganda will withdraw from international treaties that recognize the rights of gay people, and that's just the beginning. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton calls the bill a very serious potential violation of human rights. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, and as a warning to parents, this story has mature content.
Here in the lobby of Uganda's parliament building, there's an installation showing the potentially disastrous effects of climate change. And the sign says, "The choices, actions, and agreements made now will determine which future becomes reality." Whoever wrote that might well have been describing the political climate of the country. Ugandans may soon have a choice to make. Homosexuality has been illegal here for more than 100 years. But today, lawmakers are considering legislation that would go further. The Anti-Homosexuality Bill of 2009 would impose 7-year jail sentences on consenting adults who engage in gay sex. It would give life sentences to people in same-sex marriages. It would extradite gay Ugandans living abroad and prosecute them.
Okay, already it is illegal in Uganda. That's a difference from our Western context, isn't it? Homosexuality, well, it has been illegal up until recently, and most of those laws have fallen by the wayside. Most recently, if you remember, a Texas law was challenged, its constitutionality. And in essence, the few remaining state laws that stand against homosexual behavior and sodomy are not enforced. They may still be on the books, but they're not enforced. And of course, with new federal anti-discrimination legislation, they probably couldn't be enforced constitutionally anymore. So, if it's illegal in Uganda, all they're doing now is deciding on penalties. Do you believe that homosexuality should be illegal too? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org this Wednesday afternoon, the 16th of December, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Or should homosexuality be treated somehow differently than other, well, we would call them sex crimes, wouldn't we? There are certain sex crimes that are still punishable by law. They have specific penalties. If you are a registered sex offender in most states, you not only can face jail time, but you also kind of get pinned with it for the rest of your life. Not so much with homosexuality. Should homosexuality be illegal? What do you make of the Ugandan law that would not only confirm the fact that it is illegal in that country, but also impose jail time penalties and even a death sentence in some cases? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
David Bahati wrote the bill. He says Uganda is at a defining moment.
You are either anti-homosexual or you are for homosexual, because there's no middle point. Anybody who does not believe that homosexuality is a crime is a sympathizer.
Bahati is a first-term lawmaker, and this is the first bill he's ever written. He calls it a very wonderful piece of legislation. Bahati says he can't imagine a Uganda in which gay people live freely, because the possibility is too horrible to consider. And he says if Western aid to Uganda hinges on gay rights, then the West can keep its money. Bahati's bill would impose the death penalty on adults who have gay sex with minors or who communicate HIV via gay sex. And it would jail anyone who fails to report gay activity to police within 24 hours.
Would you turn in your brother if you felt like he was engaging in homosexual activity?
I would actually arrest him myself and take him to police.
Really?
Yeah.
And why?
Because I know this is not good for society.
The bill is popular. Even Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, has linked gay practices to Western influence.
So there are several factors here that you have to take into account in the Ugandan context. One is that they're concerned about the influence of Western values. They view, part and parcel of Western values, a tolerance of homosexuality. And of course, if they look at our laws, they would say, well, of course it's tolerated. It's not illegal, but it should be. Do you agree? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio, open lines, live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 16th. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Some might say that the reason we are facing a crisis over marriage and the challenge of one man, one woman marriage, with all different variants of marriage and redefinitions of marriage, is because we became lax on enforcing laws against homosexuality decades ago in the United States. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. When we come back, we'll hear more from the NPR story, opponents of the bill there in Uganda, and then, as time permits, during audio open lines, a little from Rick Warren. He was very early associated, he says wrongly, with this Ugandan bill. His involvement in Uganda is famous. He does his peace plan there as well as many other places. Now he has spoken out. A video issued via YouTube to the pastors of Uganda, those with whom he's had contact, denying any association or support for the Ugandan Anti-Homosexuality Bill of 2009 and giving five reasons why he says it's unjust and unchristian. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. It's audio open lines. What do you make of the Ugandan law that imposes penalties on homosexual behavior or even for support of homosexual behavior, and should homosexuality be illegal here too? Stay tuned.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of an Advent and Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of Todd's Advent and Christmas sermons.
The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoota, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming. Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana. Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Let me be clear. God's word states that all sex outside of marriage is not what God intends. And Jesus reaffirmed what Moses wrote, that marriage is intended to be one man and one woman committed to each other for life. Jesus also taught, though, that the greatest commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And since God created all, and Jesus suffered and died for all, then we are to treat all with respect. The potential law before your parliament is unjust, it's extreme, and it's unchristian toward homosexuals.
That's Rick Warren in a statement he recently issued, disavowing any association with or approval of the Ugandan Anti-Homosexuality Bill of 2009. We're hearing from NPR about that. I want your reaction, too. I want to hear from you. Your answer to the question, what do you make of the Ugandan law that would impose penalties, both jail time and in some cases a death penalty, on homosexual behavior or even the approval of homosexual behavior? A failure to report homosexual behavior within 24 hours can also get you jail time under this bill. What do you make of it? 1-877-623-6943. They're concerned about Western influence, but they view homosexuality as a scourge on their society. 1-877-623-6943. Do you think that homosexuality should be illegal? And if so, what kind of penalties do you think the law should impose? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. We're coming to you live this Wednesday, the 16th of December. Now from the opponents in Uganda of this new bill.
Sylvia Tamale couldn't disagree more. Homosexuality or same-sex attractions have been part and parcel of African communities from time immemorial. But the terms homosexuality, gay, lesbian, those are relatively new. And those are terms that many Africans attracted to people of the same sex never use or never identify with. Tamale teaches law at Kampala's top university. She's writing a book on sexual orientations in Africa, and she's one of the few people here who has publicly criticized the bill.
There's no doubt about the fact that the majority of Ugandans are for the bill. Many of them have already blocked their minds. All they hear is homosexuality, and they don't want to know, they don't want to understand. All they see is anosex, period.
All right, what do you think of the law? The opponents there say, look, homosexuality is part of the African culture. She said part and parcel of the African experience, although the terms from the West, gay, lesbian, don't really apply because they haven't thought of them in those terms, and people need to broaden their mind. Well, a lot of people in the United States have broadened their minds on the issues of what used to be considered deviant sexual behavior. And for the better part of, well, more than a century, homosexuality was illegal in most of the United States. So someone says, look, all we need to do is enforce the laws that used to be on the books here in the U.S. We don't need new laws or new penalties. All we need to do is enforce them. That raises a question, doesn't it? How would you enforce even the laws that we have against homosexuality in the United States here, much less the Ugandan law that would have these penalties? How would you enforce such a law? I want to hear from you. It's audio open lines. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. If you oppose the Ugandan law, what are your reasons? If you're in favor of it, I want to hear from you too. 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org.
If the bill becomes law, a coalition of lawyers and activists will try to kill it in court. Human rights lawyer Ladislaus Wakafusi thinks that U.S. evangelicals may be behind the bill.
It's difficult to tell from looking at this bill to say whether it is homegrown or foreign. The people who are anti-gay are also supported by the Christian right from the U.S. It could be possible that there is some external influence.
U.S. evangelicals have long enjoyed a close relationship with top Ugandan leaders. And in March, three of the evangelicals attended a conference here on how to turn gay people straight. California Minister Scott Lively was a key speaker. Stephen Langa heads the group that sponsored the event. He often quotes Lively's teachings when claiming how rich Westerners are paying children here to have gay sex. Langa says a lot of people need to be in jail.
Providing literature, writing books about it, standing up and saying it is okay, you should be arrested. Even if you're not in the act, you should be arrested. That's what we are saying. And so anybody who tries to promote it should be arrested. So that's why we need a stronger law.
It's audio open lines. I want to hear from you. The Ugandan law could be likely passed because so few are willing to speak out against it. Of course, homosexuality is already illegal in that country. Imposing further penalties doesn't seem like a big step. What do you think? Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, or Twitter us @IssuesETC, @IssuesETC.
But Scott Lively has called Uganda's bill too harsh, and Pastor Rick Warren, whose ministry extends to Uganda, says he condemns the bill. And yet, they're not the only Americans active in Uganda. A U.S. evangelical group called The Family reportedly includes U.S. lawmakers who have shown great interest in Ugandan affairs. The bill's proponents are reluctant to talk about whether the family supports them in any way. Stephen Langa initially denied that he'd ever heard of the family. Then he said that wealthy enemies have long associated him with the group. But he refused to talk about how much money his organization has.
How big is your budget?
Well, I won't say that.
You're willing to talk about anal sex with me and you can't tell me how much your budget is?
Supporters say that the bill is by Ugandans and for Ugandans. But Val Kalende is Ugandan, and the bill is meant to eradicate her from society. Kalende is a lesbian activist, and she says if there are rich Western promoters of homosexuality in Uganda, she'd like to meet them. As a volunteer, she says she can barely make her rent.
They think that our lives are all about having sex, 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 sex. They don't see it as a sexual orientation.
Kalende says the bill could roll back HIV/AIDS treatment in the country and push gay Ugandans deeper underground. But gay Ugandans won't be the only people down there. Arius Lukwago is a first-term lawmaker. He says he doesn't like the bill, but he says he can't afford to disagree with it in Parliament.
I'm telling you, I cannot. I fear even the reaction of the society to be associated with the gay. Highly stigmatized, ostracized. Even for this interview alone, it might be perceived that, look, the gay community is paying me.
Until the political climate changes in Uganda, Lukwago says he's keeping his mouth shut. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Kampala.
All right, there's a story from National Public Radio. You've heard it all. I want to hear from you now. Do you think that homosexuality should be illegal? If so, what should the penalties be? What do you make of the Ugandan bill that would impose stricter penalties on homosexuality that is already illegal in that country? In a few minutes and on the other side of the break, we'll hear from Pastor Rick Warren. He's issued a video to pastors in Uganda urging them to reject this bill, urging them to engage in what he calls kind of quiet political activity and diplomacy to overturn this bill and not let it see the light of day. He disavows any association with it, any support for it. He says it is unjust, it is extreme, and it's unchristian. 1-877-623-6943. You can Twitter us @IssuesETC or email us right here in the studio, talkback@IssuesETC.org. If you believe that homosexuality should be illegal or that the laws that have been on the books in the U.S. should be enforced, how would you enforce those laws? And what penalties would you impose? 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us @IssuesETC or email us talkback@IssuesETC.org. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., Dr. Ron Rhodes will be our guest. We'll talk about witnessing to Jehovah's Witnesses. Friday on the program, Pastor Bill Swirla will join us. Since it is the Advent season, one of the things that the traditional readings of the church for Advent focus on is John the Baptist, his ministry. We'll talk about John the Baptist with Pastor Bill Swirla Friday on the program. Monday, We'll talk about light as a theme in Holy Scripture. It's also a big theme in the Advent season. Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. Then Tuesday, open lines, a great question. I want to hear from you on Tuesday next week. What's your favorite Christmas hymn, Christmas carol, if you will, and why? You know, another question we always have around the Christmas time is, what's in your Christmas card, too? Maybe we'll have a little bit of that during Open Lines Tuesday next week. What kind of Christmas card did you send? What did it say? What's the best one you got this year? In the meantime, it's Audio Open Lines this Wednesday, December the 16th. We're talking about the anti-homosexuality bill in Uganda and whether or not homosexuality should be illegal. If so, what penalties should be enforced and how would you enforce them? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc or give us a call 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. When we come back, we'll let Pastor Rick Warren set the record straight. He's been accused of supporting and being behind, or perhaps even working for the funding of this Ugandan law that would impose penalties on homosexual behavior, in some cases even the death penalty. He says, no, it's unjust, it's extreme, it's unchristian. We'll hear from him on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-MYIE. It's Audio Open Lines. Whatever you're looking for.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
No consultants necessary. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
During the controversial debate on so-called health care reform, Congressman Bart Stupak stuck out his neck for unborn babies. In the House of Representatives, he introduced an amendment preventing the use of your tax dollars to fund abortion in any health care reform. Bart is a Democrat, and his party is closely aligned with abortion on demand. NAREL, a radical pro-abortion organization, is now conducting a TV ad campaign against Bart. He stood up for unborn babies, and now those in his party want to boot him out of office. You and I need to let Congressman Stupak know his brave efforts are appreciated. Please go to lifeissues.org and click on today's broadcast link. You'll find details to contact Bart and thank him for his courage to stand up for life.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I know the questions are hard. I mean, they're simple questions, but they're difficult to answer. We all have these opinions. Well, in an ideal world, homosexuality wouldn't be tolerated in a civilized society. But because we don't live in an ideal world, we have to have things like laws, don't we? We even say this, we're a nation of laws, not men. Our laws form the structure of our society. Our laws, in many ways, define who we are as a people, at least in America, we like to think about that, think about ourselves that way. They say, well, it just shouldn't be that homosexual behavior is legal. But if it isn't, and this is where the question gets difficult, how do you enforce such a law? And with what penalties do you enforce such a law? It's one thing to say it should be illegal. It's another thing to think it through to the end and say, well, then if you were a lawmaker, all laws have penalties attached. And if you don't enforce a law, you might as well not write it or even attempt to pass it, unless you just want to make yourself feel good. So in Uganda, they're putting their money where their mouth is. They've had a law against homosexuality for over 100 years. And a lawmaker there has written a bill that imposes penalties, even stricter than the ones that have been there, on homosexual behavior. I think that's a good idea. Rick Warren says, bad idea. We'll hear from him in just a moment. But I want to hear from you. It's Audio Open Lines this Wednesday afternoon, December the 16th, trying to answer some difficult questions. Should homosexuality be illegal? If so, what should the penalties be? Generally, what's your reaction to the Ugandan bill imposing strict penalties on homosexual behavior or even on the support or silence in the face of homosexual behavior? Talk back at issuesetc.org. That's our in-studio email address. We get them right here in real time. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Well, Rick Warren thinks the Ugandan bill is a bad idea. He does not state an opinion on what he thinks of American laws in the past that made homosexuality illegal and imposed penalties, jail time, things like that. But he's quite clear. He does not support the Ugandan law. He has even issued a video for Ugandan pastors explaining five reasons why he thinks it's a bad idea.
Hello, fellow pastors in Uganda. I greet you in the name and the love of Jesus Christ as I send this encyclical video to the pastors of the churches of Uganda with greetings from your fellow pastors all around the world. May grace and peace be with you this Christmas season. We're all familiar with Edmund Burke's insight that all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And that's why I'm sharing my heart with you today. As an American pastor, it's not my role to interfere with the politics of other nations, but it is my role to speak out on moral issues, and it is my role to shepherd other pastors who look to me for guidance, and it is my role to correct lies and errors and false reports when others associate my name with a law that I had nothing to do with, I completely oppose, and I vigorously condemn. I'm referring to the pending law under consideration by the Ugandan Parliament, known as the Anti-Homosexuality Bill. Now, as a pastor, I've found that the most effective way to build consensus for social change is usually through direct, quiet diplomacy and behind-the-scenes dialogue rather than through the media. But because I didn't rush to make a public statement, some erroneously concluded that I supported this terrible bill, and some even claimed that I was a sponsor of the bill. Now, you in Uganda know that's untrue. I'm releasing this video to you and to your congregations to correct these untruths and, in addition, to urge you to make a positive difference at this critical point in your nation. Now, we can never deny or water down what God's Word clearly says and teaches about sexuality. At the same time, the church must stand to protect the dignity of all individuals, just as Jesus did and He commanded all of us to do. Now, let me be clear. God's Word states that all sex outside of marriage is not what God intends. And Jesus reaffirmed what Moses wrote, that marriage is intended to be one man and one woman committed to each other for life. Jesus also taught, though, that the greatest commandment is to love our neighbors as ourselves. And since God created all, and Jesus suffered and died for all, then we are to treat all with respect. The Great Commandment has been the centerpiece of my life and my ministry for over 35 years. Now, of course, there are thousands of evil laws enacted all around the world, and I can't speak to pastors about every single one of them. But I am taking this extraordinary step of speaking to you, the pastors of Uganda, and the spiritual leaders of your nation for five reasons. First, the potential law before your parliament is unjust, it's extreme, and it's unchristian toward homosexuals.
All right, that's his first reason. Really, it is the only reason he needs to name. Rick Warren says this is a bad law, a bad proposal. It's unjust, it's extreme, and it's unchristian to homosexuals. Care to react? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. I find it interesting. I don't disagree with Pastor Warren on this one, but I find it interesting the quote that he used at the beginning of his address to the Ugandan pastors: "There is nothing required for evil to triumph than that good men do nothing." Someone might turn that around on Pastor Warren and say that's precisely the problem we have here in the U.S. That evil men have triumphed. Evil has triumphed because good men have done nothing. We've allowed our country become lax on issues like deviant sexual behavior. Can you tell me, Pastor Warren, someone might say, can you tell me, Pastor Warren, that 25 years from now, we might not be dealing with polyamory, we might not be dealing with pedophilia, ephebophilia, all the deviant sexual behaviors because we've become lax on the one that is perhaps most common among us, homosexuality? I mean, they might turn around the Edmund Burke quote on Pastor Warren and say, yes, the Ugandan law may be a bad idea and good men need to stand up and do something about it and oppose it, but we wouldn't be in this state if good men had stood up and opposed homosexuality legally when we had the chance to here in the U.S. How would you respond? Talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines. 1-877-623-MYIE or Twitter us at issuesetc. Well, that was his first reason. It is unjust, it's extreme, and it's unchristian to homosexuals. There are more reasons from Pastor Rick Warren.
Requiring death penalty even in some cases. And if I'm reading the proposed bill correctly, this law would also imprison anyone convicted of homosexual practice. Second, the law would force pastors to report their pastoral conversations with homosexuals to authorities. Third, it would have a chilling effect on your ministry to the hurting. As you know, and I know, in Africa, it's the churches that are bearing the primary burden of providing care for people infected with HIV and AIDS. If this bill passed, homosexuals who are HIV positive will be reluctant to seek or receive care and comfort and compassion from our churches out of fear of being reported. You and I know that the churches of Uganda are the truly caring communities where people receive hope and help, not condemnation.
That's Rick Warren. We'll come back to more of his audio, his statement to Ugandan pastors urging them along with him to oppose the Ugandan Anti-Homosexuality Bill of 2009. Talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines this Wednesday, December the 16th. 1-877-623-MYIE. Bob is listening in Newport, Vermont. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I just wanted to comment about Warren's quoting a scripture saying that the prime commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't it to love the Lord your God and then love your neighbor as yourself? And I wonder if that has any bearing on his approach to the topic. Thank you.
That's interesting. Well, it's true. I mean, strictly speaking, Warren is not known for his strict fidelity to the actual words of the Bible. He does like to play fast and loose with translations and things like that in other instances, and I've criticized him thereby. Strictly speaking, if I understand what Pastor Warren's trying to say here, the great commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Jesus says the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, Christ has given us the new commandment, John's gospel, to love one another as he has loved us. There's no doubt, I mean, what Warren may be doing here is simply truncating the two, but you raise an intriguing question there, Bob, whether or not leaving out the first allows him to misapply the second. That is it truly love for the neighbor to tolerate homosexuality in civil society? We're not talking about the church's treatment of homosexuality as a sin. Let's make a distinction there. What Warren is describing here is a law that would apply in civil society. He has his reasons marshaled against the law, and he's making them quite clear. But is it truly loving the neighbor as oneself to permit homosexuality to be legal or not to punish homosexuality if it is illegal? How would you enforce a law like this? I mean, one reason Warren might give, I don't think he does, is such a law is unenforceable, although in Uganda, they appear ready to enforce it. Do you think the Uganda law is a bad idea? Rick Warren says it's a bad, bad idea, and it's unchristian. Do you think homosexuality should be illegal? And if so, how would you enforce it, and what would the penalties be? It's Audio Open Lines. Twitter us, at IssuesETC. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the on-demand page and click Share This.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Welcome back to Audio Open Lines this Wednesday. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. The question before us, the Ugandan anti-homosexuality law of 2009, presents a set of intriguing questions. Difficult, I will admit. Should homosexuality be illegal? The Ugandans for 100 years have said yes, and they've had a law on the books against it. Now they're willing to say yes, and here are some penalties. One of their first-time lawmakers has written a piece of legislation and appears to be popular. At least not many are speaking or willing to speak out against it in Uganda, and it would impose strict penalties. Rick Warren was at one time associated with this law. He has disavowed any association, and he has condemned the law in no uncertain terms. We'll hear more of his video letter to pastors in Uganda in just a moment, but I want to hear from you. Answer the question. Do you think homosexuality should be illegal? If so, what penalties would you impose and how would you enforce it? What do you make of the Ugandan law being proposed? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE, or Twitter us at IssuesETC. More from Pastor Rick Warren responding to two things: allegations that he has supported the Ugandan law and laying out his reasons why he thinks the law is a bad idea.
You know that. Fourth, all life, no matter how humble or broken, whether unborn or dying, is precious to God. My wife, Kay, and I have devoted our entire lives and our ministry to saving lives, to saving the lives of people, including homosexuals, who are HIV positive. It would be inconsistent to save some lives and wish death on others. We see, we're not just pro-life, we are whole life.
Finally, the freedom to make moral choices and our right to free expressions are gifts endowed by God, our Creator. Now, Uganda is a democratic country with a remarkable and wise people. And in a democracy, everybody has the right to speak up. And for these five reasons, I urge you to speak up. The pastors of Uganda, speak out against this proposed law. My role and the role of the peace plan, whether in Uganda or any other country, is always pastoral, never political. I vigorously oppose anything that hinders the goals of our peace plan, which is PEACE, promoting reconciliation, equipping ethical leaders, assisting the poor, caring for the sick, and educating the next generation.
Rick Warren is, now he's engaging a little promotion of the peace plan. That's fine. It's his latest thing worldwide. But he's laid out his reasons. It's inconsistent with what the law, personally for him. It's inconsistent with the goal that he has. He wants to protect life, not destroy life. He opposes the death penalty that is found in this 2009 anti-homosexuality bill in Uganda. I wonder how he would respond to questions about whether or not homosexuality should be illegal here in the U.S. How would he evaluate previous laws in U.S. history that have been on the books against homosexuality, previous penalties laid out in those statutes against homosexuality? Or for that matter, I mean, someone's always going to raise the question of the fact that in the Old Testament, homosexuality was punishable by death, along with a lot of other sexual sins and behaviors. So what do you make of the Ugandan law? We'll hear the last bit from Pastor Rick Warren here in just a moment. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Back to Pastor Rick Warren for a few minutes. Then I want to hear from you.
Now you need to know that the people of Uganda are in my constant prayers. And this Christmas season, I pray that you will experience the three purposes of Christmas, as announced by the angel at the very first Christmas, the birth of Christ. Do you remember the first thing the angel said? I bring you good news of great joy. Christmas is a time for celebration. Jesus is the good news for the whole world. And God came to earth to be with us. Then the angel said, for unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Christmas is a time not just for celebration, but for salvation. He sent a Savior. And if we didn't need a Savior, believe me, God would not have wasted the time to send one. Finally, the angel said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Christmas is a time for reconciliation. Salvation, celebration, reconciliation. The message of Christmas is good cheer, good news, and goodwill for the whole world. It's my prayer that the churches and the people of Uganda will experience all three of these this Christmas season. May God bless you, and may God bless the nation of Uganda.
Now, one of the things that Pastor Warren did not address is the current law in Uganda, which does declare homosexuality to be illegal. He did not address whether or not he believes homosexuality should be illegal in principle. He only opposes this bill that would specify stricter penalties for engaging in that already illegal activity. He didn't answer the question, but I do want you to answer it. Do you think homosexuality should be illegal? If so, you got to go on to the next questions. And that is, how would you enforce such laws and what penalties would such laws impose? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Some would say, just get all the laws that make it illegal off the books. Let's not worry about it. It's a private matter. Many would say it's just a private sexual matter. And what people do behind closed doors, in the privacy of their bedrooms or wherever they do these private things, should be left to their own privacy. Of course, that would allow for an awful lot of things that are still considered illegal in the United States, but maybe we should get rid of those laws too. Incest, that's a private thing. Polygamy, that could be considered a somewhat private thing. You keep one or two, three wives around the house. There are certain forms of pedophilia that could certainly be kept private. But those are all still illegal behaviors. Homosexuality at least in the last 30 years or so, has fallen off the radar, off the legal radar, in terms of it being a crime. But it did used to be considered a crime, didn't it? Consider this question for a second. Since politics is the art of the possible, since in the civil realm we never find perfect solutions for persistent problems, we can write all the laws we want, and many of them must be written and must be maintained. But laws do not eliminate behavior, and laws certainly don't have the power to change minds. The question of whether or not homosexuality should be illegal, I think a Christian, if they're consistent with God's word, must answer yes. It should be. In a perfect world, it would be. In a perfect world, it would be a law that people would want to keep too, wouldn't it? As would adultery, as would divorce, as would all of the things that God's word, with regard to our sexual behavior, that God's word so clearly condemns, and he condemns these things for our good. It should be. But the real question in the civil realm isn't what should be, because politics is the art of the possible. The real question is, can it be illegal? I think you would agree that that train left the station a long time ago. There was a time in our society when it could be illegal and penalties could be enforced. But the political will to have and uphold and enforce such laws that should be long ago evaporated in the United States in favor of a kind of broad tolerance for all things. We as Christians can sit and pine away for a time when what should be was, but that's not the world we live in, not today. We don't have the luxury of picking our era, our epoch, our pristine age. We live in the world we live in now, and that's the world God has called us to. Is it possible for homosexuality to be illegal in the United States today? No. We're faced with a whole new set of challenges to which we must continue to apply the unchanging word of God. And we can say, yes, it should be illegal, but we have to recognize it's not possible anymore, not at least for now. A lot of things should be illegal, but aren't. And at least in a human sense, can't be. So the church speaks where the law can't. Where the laws of men cannot speak, the church must continue to speak clearly. It may not be against the laws of men, but it is certainly against the laws of God. And the church can speak with that prophetic voice against homosexuality and all other sins too, even the ones that we don't think should be illegal, even the ones that never would be illegal. And along with that prophetic voice speaking the law of God, the church must quickly answer the clear accusations and condemnations of God's law that rings true when man's law is long silent, with something better than God's law, and that is God's good news, his gospel. That for all sins, even sins that should be illegal but aren't, there is a Savior who paid for them all, Jesus Christ. As clearly as we need to continue to speak that law, sternly, clearly, continuously, so it should always be answered with the perfect obedience and law-keeping of Jesus, our Savior, and his sacrifice at the cross. Hour two of Issues Etc. is straight ahead.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.